Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Orange and blue sunset in Mile High, here in Broncos Country. Let's get ready to ride. Russ and the rest are gonna light up the sky. We'll break it down after the game with the guys. Hometown heroes with their own sports bar. The best coverage in Denver. Don't go too far. Just turn on DNVR. We are DNVR.
DNVR Broncos live, coming to you from Studio A here at the DNVR bar, where the A stands for A plus.
Oh, okay, okay.
Because we're giving out grades today.
Are we giving out A pluses?
At least one,
at
for sure.
At least one. And I know which one you're going with, and it's not what any of you expect.
If you know me, you would probably know. All right. We're presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Oh, the ultimate week for DraftKings Sportsbook.
Oh, my gosh.
I will never place more bets on DraftKings Sportsbook in a four-day span than I will in the next 4 days.
Have you placed bets yet?
Yes. Yes, I've placed exactly 16 bets.
Oh, to
me
cover
too.
Today.
I got in on the same all underdogs.
So there was a very good clarification text from Henry last night to Ryan about the strategy, because people can still get in on the all dog strategy,
yep,
essentially.
Yep.
And Henry's question was, do you bet on the underdog in terms of seed, or do you bet on the underdog in terms of odds?
Yes, always odds. It's really simple. You open up your DraftKings Sportsbook app, you look for the plus signs, and you just go bang, 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 bang. I'm nervous now because we did this last year, and I believe it has been successful either 3 out of the last 4 or 4 out of the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. And it was just me and Dre last year, and we had a hell of a time with it. Mm-hmm. Ended up plus 17 units. It was amazing. And now several people have messaged me like, I'm in. And now I'm like, oh, shit. Now I feel like there's pressure on me, but I'm not playing any games.
No, you better not mess this up.
And then the other thing is, I wish you just threw that. I just hope everyone sticks with it. Like, this is 63 games.
Right. Yep.
You got to go all the way through.
Hey, you got the number down.
I did.
Nice.
I did.
The worst thing would be to get burned today by it and then back
bail.
Off
yes.
and freak out, and then you still end up positive. But you wouldn't be in that.
Well, and there's always two like opposite days, I feel like, in the first two days. One's going to be really crazy, and one's going to be a little more chalky.
Right.
Hey, chalky.
So I hope today is the crazy one.
It's our guy. Let go.
Oh, is that his nickname?
That's his nickname, yeah. Chalky.
My,
the Slovenians call him.
I thought you were talking about my cat. My cat's name's Chaco. He's chonky, too, so it kind of mixes in.
The thing about it, so you guys were up 17 units last year, right?
Yep.
So
with a couple DraftKings boosts helping us along the way, I think.
They're already throwing them out today?
Right. I think just the straight thing was plus 12.
Okay, because then St. Peter's was plus 1,400 in the first round, and then plus 350 in the second.
Yep.
So that was really the profit there. But again, that's what you're banking on.
Right, exactly.
Is that there is one.
They have 14?
They were 15?
They were 15.
Yeah.
And they made it to the Elite Eight.
Over at DraftKings Sportsbook, they're giving a boost, I guess, right? I don't know if it's a boost, but they just put something together. Any 15 seed to beat a 2 seed. So you get 4 tries.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what the odds are? And this isn't against DraftKings. I was just blown away by this odds.
Plus 350.
Okay, what would you guess?
Plus 500?
Plus 190. Wow. Like, I just can't believe. And again, that's not DraftKings.
It's
that's
been happening more.
I just cannot believe that.
Yep.
Yeah. I would have guessed. I honestly would have guessed plus 1,000.
That's why you watch the tournament.
Yeah.
That's possible.
Yeah.
Colgate, number one three-point shooting team in the country, taking on Texas. Now, Texas has so many advantages in so many other ways. But
yep.
You get hot.
Right. You hit 13 threes in the first half, and all of a sudden, things get crazy.
Yep.
Also, get in on our bracket pool.
Yes.
You've got like 40 minutes or so to sign
There's
up.
485 people in there.
485. Come join us. There's awesome prizes.
I think literally we're one shy of 500.
Oh, wow.
So become the 500th.
Become the 500th. And you have a chance to win $300 just for making a bracket.
Or 150.
And $75 to the DNVR locker.
Where or can 50. They go to get in?
Runyourpool.com/DNVR. Play.runyourpool.com/DNVR.
Okay. Is that what you sent in the chat last night? I swear it was just runyourpool.com/DNVR.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know what I sent.
I would take
that's
Zach.
How I got play.
If I had to pick a side, I'm taking Zach on the ads.
I filled my bet out at 9:30 last night, or I filled my bracket out at 9:30 last night. Placed my bets 8:05 this morning.
Yep. I placed my bets at 2 a.m. last night.
Oh, wow.
I got into bed, and then I was like, oh, man, I'm so tired. And then I was like, oh, shit, I have to set these brackets.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'll just do it in the morning. But I had to drive Allie to the airport this morning. Yep. I had to get up early already. I'm like, I don't think I'm going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to get out of bed. So just powered through.
Dang. Yep.
In bed, 2 a.m.
But you had to.
And I had to make like 5.
Yeah, of course. Because you're just so popular.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean,
so many people want to do a bracket.
People
with
just
you.
Want my money.
And that's what's great about playing with us. You don't have to pay.
No.
And you can get money. Paid. Yeah, exactly.
What a deal.
All right. Want to talk some Broncos?
Let's do it. Let's hand out some, trying to hand out winning bets. Let's see if we're handing out winning grades
winning
to the Broncos.
Grades. Give the Broncos a report card here. Report cards, sore subject for me. Never a fun day. But
you made it here.
I think it'll be better. I think it'll be better today. I know. I always try and remind my parents of that.
I can't imagine they still bring it up that often.
No, they don't.
Yeah, no.
I think they actually knew all along. Like, yeah, he's just gonna figure out his own.
He's gonna
path.
Be fine.
It's not gonna have anything to do with school.
All right.
All right. Where we start?
Let's start from the top. Let's start with Ben Powers. 4 years, $52 million deal to bring in a left guard of the future, one of the most highly rated left guards in the NFL last year, but the couple years before, kind of just a guy. What are you giving this move? $13 million a year.
First of all, I'm glad we're talking about Ben Powers because I watched a little Ben Powers film last night.
Ooh.
I think you're a little off about his movement.
Really?
His movement just looks weird.
Thank
he
you.
Has like twinkle toes. He kind of just like prances around.
Okay.
And it looks like he's moving really poorly, but somehow he gets to the spot and makes the block.
He gets to the spot, but again, like it's really slow developing. Like, you know, it's not like watching even the like minors. A Mike McGlinchey. Like when Mike McGlinchey pulls, you're just like, boom, there he goes over there. With Ben Powers, it's like a doo, 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 doo. It takes
a second.
That's
why you have a slow fullback and a slow running
back.
Oh,
yeah. It's very true.
Like, you can work around it. I think, honestly, it shows up more like when he goes to the hole and there's nobody there and he kind of gets to the second level. And then all of a sudden, like, there's a clip in the film room where, like, he's going after Josie and Josie just gives him a little shake and is able to get by. It's more so like the quick twitch type of stuff. But, I mean, again, he's a good puller. That's why he's a left guard.
Yep.
Like, that's what left guards do is they pull in those situations. But it can't, you just gotta accept that Lloyd's gonna be holding down that block in the middle there for a second before that hole opens up.
Yeah,
Ryan doesn't think it'll be Lloyd though.
Hopefully
that
not.
Is true.
I don't know. I was watching, I was like, wow, it looks weird, but he keeps getting there and making the play. And I think his problem is he doesn't stride. Like he takes really short, choppy steps. Anyways, for
330
me,
pounds.
It's an aim. A.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I don't really have any issues with this. It's not an A plus just because he's not like an elite player.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But just in terms of grading the signing, the money, the skill, everything, I don't have any issues with the signing. So it's an A.
I really hope we don't give the same grades for everything, but I have to hear that this is, spoiler alert, the highest grade I'm going to give, and it's an A. And the reason not an A plus is like, You don't look and say, wow, you're getting mm-hmm. Bobby Wagner where he's a 9-time mm-hmm. all pro or something like that. Would be an A plus signing. But this is as close to that. He was one of the best guards in the NFL last year. And I think this is the one move where the Broncos didn't overpay at all. $13 million. It's a lot for a guard. But I think if he plays the way he did last year, then mm-hmm. that's exactly what you're looking at. I mean, just look at Graham. Graham was going to make $14 million yep. dollars this year. You moved on from him for 11, only $2 million more to get a massive upgrade on the offensive line. And he's young. He can still develop. Mm-hmm. I love this move that the Broncos made. And they could have paid him even more and I still would have been fine with mm-hmm. it. But this is a great move.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned the young and being able to develop. Like, that's definitely a pro. The flip side of it, though, is that this was kind of the big breakout year. You know, even in training camp last year, he was competing for a starting job.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't even a starter going into the year. He had taken over as a starter in kind of the second half of the season, both of the prior years because of injuries. I guess the year before that was mostly COVID hit. But, again, he was not this established starting mm-hmm. guard yeah. even a year ago. And so that part is what scares me a little bit. But... you know, you mentioned it. That also means he can keep moving up. He's only, 26 now?
Yeah.
Hey, you got to like it. Again, maybe a couple limitations. In zone running, is he going to be able to get up to the second level and block a linebacker? I don't know. But in pass protection, very good. Didn't give up a sack in the regular season. Lamar Jackson bailed him out a couple times, but it is what it is. A minus for me.
Speaking of zone in the scheme that the Broncos yeah. might be running, Mike McGlinchey today, by the way, I don't know if we're going to actually get to talk to these guys ourselves or not, but the Broncos media and Phil Milani had a little interview with McGlinchey when he signed the contract yesterday. They dropped that video today. And McGlinchey said one of the things that he likes about being with the Broncos is familiarity with the scheme. And that he pointed to West Coast. He says, you know, I have familiarity with West Coast zone blocking. And so maybe just a little hint of what Sean Payton has told him what's mm-hmm. to come.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe he was just totally talking, you know, for 90 seconds or something. Yep. But Henry and I picked up on that and said, huh, interesting.
Yeah, and because in the past, Sean Payton has been kind of a 50-50 split. Like, he'll run gap stuff, he'll run zone stuff. And, you know, neither one is really a true identity. It did feel like the Ben Powers signing
right.
made you think that you're probably doing more of that, especially because you have Lloyd, who is another guy who maybe struggles to get to the second level a little bit. Weird that he brings that up specifically as a scheme thing. And I wonder, because it technically is a West Coast offense. Sean Payton comes from a West Coast background. Maybe it's more terminology.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It could be. But again, like, how much...
You know what it could also be? The Bears were really interested in McGlinchey. And one of the selling points, Sean's like, hey, you have familiarity with, you know, we're going to do some West Coast stuff here. Yeah. The Bears certainly aren't going to be doing any of that. So, I mean, it could also be just a very, very small thing, too. But a little interesting thing.
Definitely interesting.
West Coast, at this point, is almost a catch-all for, like,
right.
offense in the NFL.
Yeah, you're exactly. this half of the league, yeah.
That's why Sean could sell it as that.
Yep.
Probably a little harder for the Bears to sell.
I feel like it's become so normal to just call it the West Coast offense that we don't realize that that's kind of a badass name for an offense.
Yeah.
West, especially living in this East Coast country we live in.
Yeah, with all the East Coast bias.
Exactly.
West Coast offense is taking over.
Do you want to make the No Coast offense?
Wow. Ooh,
maybe that's what I run in, Madden.
For the first couple of years that Sean Payton was in New Orleans, people tried to call it the Gulf Coast offense, which is sick, but then it kind of faded. I think, cool. like... Who took it? Maybe UCF wound up taking that one. It was one of those, like, group of five colleges. They call that now, so you can't take it.
I like that. Speaking of McGlinchey, should we do
him next? Yeah, Mike McGlinchey. What grade are you dishing out, Hank? I'll start with you.
McGlinchey gets a B from me. You had to fill the spot. You know, you took a big swing. You went got the what will turn out to be, oh no, not the highest paid tackle on the market because of Juwan Taylor.
Yep.
Who would have guessed? Juwan Taylor's the guy who leads the way.
What did Orlando Brown get?
$16 million a year.
From the Bengals.
From the Bengals. Now, he gets a big signing bonus, and I don't know why every team, if that's really going to entice a player, why would every team that has money not just be giving out massive signing bonuses? Like the Broncos, just give everyone a massive signing bonus if that's going to like put you over the top. So they did that, but I mean, boy, did Orlando Brown, in terms of average money per year, really blow his chance. Wasn't there a report it was the Chiefs offered him 21 or 22 million last year and he turned that down?
It's pretty crazy.
Now he's getting 16.
And the Bengals aren't a team with money either. And they still were just like, I mean, in this situation, why not?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess what, because he gets like $34 million in his bank account by the end of the day tomorrow.
Yeah.
That would be pretty nice too. Like, I can't fault a guy for taking that and saying like, oh, you lose 10 mil over the long run, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, Mike McGlinchey, the bad is bad, but that's just the nature of being 6'8". Like, if you get knocked backwards and your feet go up in the air, those feet are going a long way up in the air, and people aren't going to miss it.
The harder they fall.
Exactly. And he does struggle with bull rushes, and you wonder if they can put more weight on him. There's some of those sorts of decisions that you're going to have to make. But even if he is what he's been in pass protection, then he's really solid against speed rushes. He shuts down just about every spin move. It's just that when you have a Randy Gregory or another one of those big edge rushers, once a game, maybe twice a game, he's just going to take one to the chest and go flying backwards. It sucks, but on a snap-to-snap basis, just percentage-wise, he does fine. It's just that the bad looks bad, and that's why you see the clips. And then as a run blocker, he's good. Like, he can get up to the second level. He does take out linebackers. Not the strongest at the point of attack, but, you know, is quick enough to play those angles, open up holes. He's going to be working a lot of double teams at the tight end. That provides the power. That's a good tackle.
Yeah, and for me, Mike McGlinchey is a B player, and I think Henry laid out the reasons why he's a B player, but this signing is an A-minus. And the reason is because, and the Broncos were desperate for right tackle for so many years, but they finally got it figured out. And at such an important position, at a position that's really tough to get. Look, the Broncos have tried in free agency to get right tackles, and they've gone the cheap route. They've also tried to pay right tackles. It's tough to find. And this year, miraculously, there were multiple available, and the Broncos would have been fine getting any of these guys. McGlinchey was my favorite. So to fill a massive position of need and to do it with a B player, to me, is an A grade. And they did overpay for him a little bit. I thought he was about a $15 million guy, especially with Orlando Brown coming in at 16. They did overpay. That's why I'm knocking it down just to an A minus. But that doesn't mean he's an A player. It doesn't mean he's elite. And I think you pointed out, don't be surprised if in week three he gets thrown around and it looks really bad, but he's going to be a very good player for the Broncos.
Let me ask you guys something. Are Broncos fans going to grade Mike McGlinchey against former Broncos right tackles, or are they going to grade him against his contract?
Contract.
Yeah.
Especially with the type of plays that are out there on tape for him that you're going to see.
I think you're right, and I hate that.
Yeah.
Because Mike McGlinchey is probably going to end up being the best right tackle the Broncos have had in a really long time.
Yeah.
And people are going to be so caught up in the numbers and the contract.
Yep.
And so when he gets off balance and, you know, gets a strong arm to the chest and he falls back, people are going to be like, we paid $17.5 million for this. But the funny thing is, and I don't know if there's anything to this, those highlights rarely result in sacks.
I mean, again, like when those legs are up in the air, it's not like you're going
to
jump over him.
So that's a nice thing.
Yeah.
But for me, I kind of look at it as the opposite of you, Zach. B player, I'm going to actually say B plus player who got A money.
Okay.
So that makes me knock it down to a B.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair. And one of the things that doesn't happen because he's tall, because he probably needs to put on some weight. He's athletic. He's fast, so he doesn't get burned off the corner where then he's letting Russell Wilson just get smashed. Because you're not going to see that happen off.
And like, there's even plays where they pull him out in front, or no, I guess that one wasn't a pull, but but he's just running 25 yards downfield with 5 yards between him and the running back behind him.
When
you see him running in space out there, like going after DBs, there are some things that he does really, really well. And the other part is he tore his quad off the bone 18 months ago. Like, jeez. It's if he was a little bit weak in the lower body last year, maybe that has something to do with not being able to lift legs the entire offseason. You know,
why you gotta say off the bone every
day? Yeah, that's brutal.
Because it was brutal. Like, I think it's worth noting. Like, he tore up at the top, I guess. And it just kind of like...
How does that happen?
I have no idea. Like, I don't know when I use my quad. I'm sure Mike McGlinchey knows all about quads now. But yeah, I mean, there is reason to think, though, that that lower half of his body is going to get stronger. I'm not sure if I mentioned this on the podcast, but I was just... Dre texted me a couple days ago when I was working on the McGlinchey film room. Like, that morning, he was like, is it just me or does his lower body look kind of slim compared to when he was at Notre Dame? I was like, okay. So I go back and, like, watch him at Notre Dame. And it's like, he does look like he was a lot thicker. But also they wear, like, the navy jerseys and the gold pants. So the navy's, like, slimming and the gold is not slimming. I was like, well, maybe that's it. And I dug in and was like, oh, no, the legs are skinny for that reason.
Just write this down. Right. Gold pants, not slimming.
Yeah, not slimming.
Speaking of not slimming, the Broncos just released their little interview with Zach Allen as well. And no, this isn't against Zach Allen. The he and Phil Milani, the angle is just straight on. You know, it's a normal camera angle. Then look at the one with Mike McGlinchey. I kid you not, it looks like a four-year-old is recording it because it is slow. Straight up. Yeah, it's like they didn't have a camera person, so they just put the camera on the table pointing up. Shows you how tall, I mean, Phil's very tall too, but it shows you how tall Mike McGlinchey is.
Wow. Oh, that's the point you're making.
Yes, yeah.
They had to just like show tilt it.
Yes, like okay. Big time. And if you want to kind of get an idea of how big these players are, especially basketball players, check out our friends over at Game Time, where, man, could you imagine courtside seats to a Nuggets game? Have you guys ever had those?
Never courtside.
One quarter.
How do you get... You didn't buy a quarter of a game.
Is that like a timeshare? So
I don't want to like name drop here.
Yeah, sure.
But
you can if you want.
Some famous friends
okay.
got invited to perform at the game.
Okay.
And they were given a box... and two courtside seats.
Wow.
So we essentially just like, they offered like a rotation.
Wow.
So, we got the third quarter, nice. Me and my buddy courtside, and it was sick. The best part was actually, I think third quarter or first quarter was the money spot because we got to like talk to J.R. Smith while he was warming up.
Damn, that's way
like
cool.
He was just like screwing around, like shooting like 40 foot shots.
The golfer.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Interesting. He was on the basketball court.
Yep. And so, yeah, it was honestly unforgettable.
Being on the glass for hockey would be so cool, but I think courtside for like the close seating has to be the coolest in all of sports.
The best is you can just hear everything.
Yep.
And you really just get an idea of how big these guys are.
Yep.
And like football players are big, but basketball, it's a different level.
The only time I've been nervous to talk shit at a game. Even to the refs.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I was just like, this is, I can't do this.
It
this
feels
is
too
weird.
Like real.
Yeah. It's like they'll literally hear everything I say and know exactly where it came from.
Right. Yes, exactly. And so if you want to do that, check out our friends over at Game Time. You're not going to get any better prices than Game Time. Maybe you want to go to the Nuggets game? Check them out just a couple of hours before. Maybe they have some great seats for sale over at Game Time. You want to go to the Avs, sit on the glass, you can do that. Get a box, you can do that. So check them out, Game Time. Click the link in our description if you're watching on YouTube. Also click the link in our podcast if you're listening on that side.
And also sat at the courtside at Buffs basketball games. That one I feel much more comfortable.
I'm sure.
Like some kid from like, I don't know, like Kennesaw State. I'm like,
not gonna do anything.
I'm just like, do you really need three pairs of socks on, bro? Like, you know.
Do you ever get a reaction?
I just get like a laugh.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
If you do get courtside seats and maybe you say something to like Zion Williamson.
Oh no.
Bad idea.
Then after the game, or maybe even during the game, he finds you, gives you a nice little whooping, then call it backs and shanker, and they'll have your back.
You will get a lot of money from Zion.
You would get so much money from Zion. So call them. They'll help you get your money if you're injured and it was not your fault. Well, if it was somebody else's fault too, it can't just be like a fluky, like you can't get struck by lightning, you know? They've won over $1 billion for Coloradans. They've been in the state for more than 25 years. They've got offices all over the state. And there's no fee until they win your case. So again, like they lose your case, which they won't, they charge you nothing. They win your case, which they will, then they just get a portion of what you win. It's a great setup. You should definitely, like I said, reach out to them if you've been in a car accident, a motorcycle accident, ride share thing, pedestrians, trucks. If you've been hurt at work, just call 222-2222 to find out if you have a case for free, because Backus and Shanker wins.
Zach Allen.
This is a really quick random question because we were talking about the NBA and things like that. No. Do you think that Shotgun Willie's traffic has been up recently?
Definitely.
Probably.
Yep. Online, in store.
Yep.
And back.
Even like people thought that like releasing the photos or whatever like they did, which I thought was super lame.
Did they release
them?
It's the same thing that happens with TMZ though, where it's like, oh, look, we have this video of whatever happened in the hotel lobby because some guy who has access to it just sold it to us for 10 grand.
Right.
So it's not like Shotgun Willie's. Right. It's like one security guy who, but people, like somebody's like, hey, I'll give you.
Why would anyone go here? I still bet that they're traffic.
Oh, definitely.
Wait, did I see that you drove by yesterday?
That was Harrison.
Oh, it's Harrison.
I just posted an observation that I've always had about Shotgun Willie's.
Can you share it here? Is it more of a check out? Well,
their logo is a shotgun.
It should reach out to Roman.
It's just kind of a floppy shotgun. And I just feel like that's not good advertising.
Wow.
Needs to reach out to Roman.
Hard shotgun.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Speaking of, Zach Allen. Great.
Don't want a sawed off shotgun.
I do have one more stat. So Mike McGlinchey gave up 6 sacks last year. Cam Fleming started 15 games, gave up 7. So we're talking about pass protection. That kind of puts in perspective. Like, he was still better compared to what they have in pass protection, and he's really good as a run blocker.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah,
I see. That was just kind of a compliment, kind of.
It's definitely a compliment. It's definitely a compliment.
Okay, next guy.
Zach Allen. 3 years, $45 million deal, 15-2-5 a year. Highest paid defensive player on the Broncos, tied with Justin Simmons.
Also watched some Zach Allen tape last night. And I got to say, I'm giving this one a D. D for dog.
Oh!
Zach Allen is an absolute dog. He plays with such aggression. I love it. I love watching him play. I think this is my favorite of all of them.
Ooh.
So I'm going, I guess I might have gone too high on Ben Powers because I don't think I'm ready to give this an A+. It'll be tied, but it's like an A. So 94 to 96 is an A. It's a standard A.
Yeah, I hate that grading curve. Yeah.
Yeah. So Ben Powers is a 94. Zach Allen's a 96.
Wow. There we go. So an A for Zach Allen.
Oh my God, I love him.
Dog. Yeah. I thought you were gonna say dominant, but similar. Broncos need some dogs.
Yep.
They do.
He just his hands it's are crazy. So violent, and he just never stops. It's a joy.
I mean mini JJ Watt, you can you know, roll your eyes at that if you don't like comparing to a Hall of Fame player, but in terms of the motor, that's definitely there.
Yeah,
he's just got to be a knight. Like when offensive linemen see they're matching up with him that week, they're just like, fuck.
Yeah,
he's only like 280 pounds too, so it's not like he's just this massive physical presence. No, he brings it.
It's crazy. Like, first of all, go watch my film room. I dropped it like 11 or 11:30 last night, thedmvr.com. There's like 17 Zach Allen clips. You can see it all for yourself. Also stuff up on Ben Powers, Mike McGlinchey, all that. But it is just ridiculous the way he, like the mini JJ Watt thing, it sounds crazy, but the only thing he's really missing is the pass rush, especially the edge rush, like the bend around the edge. But what he does in the middle of the line, like, there's run plays where we'll just take the blocker and it's like, oh, running back wants to go that way? Nope. Now the offensive lineman's there. No hole. Oh, you want to go that way? Guess what? Oh, he's back over there. And Miles Sanders is just like, wait, where do I go? And somebody swoops in and tackles him. It is pretty crazy how in control he is. every single time that he's trying to defend the run. He can separate. He can push guys back. He rarely gets pushed back himself. And then he adds some pass rush. He's nothing special for a guy who is on a second contract, who is like a clear starter. What he does, though, is he bats a bunch of balls. And he realizes when he's not going to get to the quarterback, that now it's time to wait for the quarterback to be ready to throw and then just time it up and jump. No defensive lineman had more batted balls than him last year. So there you go. If you say he's an average pass rusher, throw that in, and he's a pretty good pass rusher.
Man, 20 quarterback hits, though. That's really impressive. I'm curious where that ranks among defensive linemen in the NFL.
It's second, which is, again, really, really good. But it's this weird thing where there's a whole bunch of quarterback hits, which in theory means you're a step away from getting the sack.
Right.
There's a lower sack number. You know, 5.5, still good. But, again, that's probably like 15th, 20th, something right around there. But then there aren't a lot of hurries. So those are like the three pass rush stats where it's like, okay, sack is the best, quarterback hits second, and then the hurries. So either those quarterback hits make you think that he's going to be getting more sacks and that the hurries will kind of come to balance out, or maybe it was just a little bit fluky that those were so high and maybe they kind of fit in on the other side. So by total pressures, he's, again, pretty average, but the way the stats line up is weird.
But the year before, he had 14 quarterback hits, so it's not like that's fluky. Yeah, he's averaging 17 quarterback hits the past 2 years. If he keeps that up, Henry, and I totally understand what you're saying, but I think you're also just a little underselling his pass rush ability. So you take everything you said about batting passes, run, how he plays, and you add what I think is even more of a pass rusher than you think he is. I mean, he's an A player, and they certainly gave him A money. Overpaid. It's going to be a common theme for me. Overpaid just a little bit. Yep. So I'm going A minus here. But they just got a great player.
You know what I think is the number one reason why Zach Allen isn't known?
Because he played in Arizona?
His name.
No, name Zach's claim. A great name. Name claim. Great name. Zach, just, I guess, is what kills him.
It's not Zach. It's just the combination of Zach Allen that just is so vanilla.
Generic.
That I just don't think he stands out to anyone. Like, J.J. Watt. That you know, you hear that name, you're like, that guy sounds like a beast.
Speaking of J.J. Watt, though, how much have you heard of him the past 2 years? Like, really heard of him?
It's mostly because he's in Arizona.
I remember.
Like, the numbers are good, but yeah.
So, I mean, you combine Zach Allen plus Arizona plus irrelevant. I mean, that's another reason.
You know what's actually really crazy? I have a friend from college whose name is Zach Allen, who's now a comedian in Phoenix.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, now again, he's like, the biggest Zach Allen.
Well, we're talking about Zach Allens. Those are just the Zach Allens.
Doesn't in Arizona. Don't the Diamondbacks also have a pitcher named Zach Gallen?
Yes. Wow. There is a Zach Gallen.
Wow. And if you say that quickly, it sounds the same.
Yeah. It's basically the same, yeah.
That's something else.
Definitely. Give me an A-. I'll give it an A-. Yep. Again,
that's the highest report card yet from all of us, right?
He's really good.
Averaging an A.
I just didn't think it was going to take more than $15 million. Like, I thought, I like, yeah, you give him 14, you probably get him locked up. But, I mean,
this is
and
one
going
of those
back.
Ones that was just like, we can either have him or not. Let's just make sure we have him.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I'm knocking down a little bit because they overpaid, but still a good player. I want to say, because what, there's 5 to 10 national outlets that put together like how much a player is going to cost. I saw one as low as $8 million for Zach Allen, and then you're like 15. Oh my goodness. And then I think the highest I saw was 12 and a half. There could have been higher ones too, but that's what I saw. So shows they did overpay a bit, but also one thing we haven't mentioned, Vance Joseph. There's going to be no question of if he fits with this defense. Yeah. And I wouldn't have been too worried about bringing Draymond Jones back and like wondering if he fits with Vance Joseph, but now you're paying premium money with no question marks.
Definitely. And the other side of that is that, you know, I am way higher on Zach Allen after spending a full day just going back and watching him play three or four games and then writing up and cutting up the Eagles game and all that stuff. And that's what the NFL front offices do, is go back and actually watch him every single snap and see what he does every single snap, Whereas when you just look at the numbers and say like, oh, I don't remember that impact, like it's easier to kind of overlook him.
Right.
Especially when his best strength is just consistency. It's every single play. He's putting himself in a great position.
Yeah, it's a really good point. And everyone, especially today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, when you're just watching basketball on the couch, check out the DNVR. Check out Henry's film rooms as well to really see these breakdowns. Okay, let's see
if I can find the exact stat here. But I read a stat yesterday that said, obviously, we always correlate free agent spending to, like, I don't know what the word is. It doesn't live up to what you expect, right?
Right.
I think that's because we're expecting playoff success. But the stat essentially was free agent spending does directly correlate to increase in wins.
Is that something new within the past 6 years or something?
Like I said, this is a half-baked stat.
Well, no, I think it is because I think the Broncos were the biggest anomaly when they had Peyton in those 4 years, and they were spending tons of money. Typically, spending money did not result in wins or playoffs, but I think since then, it now has had more of a correlation.
Yeah.
So I think it's more of a newer thing.
There's another, I can't remember what the other stat is, so I won't even try to explain it, but I do think that more often than not, spending money in free agency is going to lead to more bad contracts than retaining your own guys. Just because you know what you got, you know what the fit is, you know what exactly to do with them, whereas you bring in somebody else. First of all, the other team isn't matching that contract probably, which is a sign right there. There's just a bunch of reasons where it's not necessarily a terrible bet, but it might be more like going to a casino and saying like, I'm getting a 45% return instead of the 50% when retaining your players is that full 50% that you do on average not get your total value that you paid out through free agency. At the same time, though, if you do really well in free agency, then all of a sudden it can be super valuable. It's just about actually going 5 for 5 or what? Yeah, 5 for 5 is probably... There's 5 guys you really need to hit this year so far.
Yeah.
So I'm reading a study right now on the 33rdteam.com. Mm.
A study? Wow. And you're a studious man.
I know. Probably one of the few times in my life I've ever read a study. And basically, they're saying what I said, which is it's no guarantee of success, but it does make you win more games. You see what I'm saying?
No.
So
I don't.
If you won 4, you might win 6.
Okay.
So that didn't. You're not good now.
Oh, right.
But okay. You won more games.
Yeah, that makes sense. That does. Yeah, it's no indication of having a winning record.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. I think it says 14 out of the 30 teams they studied had a winning record the next year. But the year prior, 27 of the 30 teams they studied had a losing record.
Exactly. Okay. Because who has all the money? The Bears have all the money.
Yeah.
And whoever else has all the money.
The Jags forever had all the money.
The Broncos are 7th.
Right. I feel like there's... That narrative has switched to spending money actually makes you bad, because we just think like, oh, like the dream team Eagles and all this stuff.
Right.
Like, I think it's just those teams don't ever live up to the expectations that are put upon them.
The Eagles, by the way, they're doing a good job of actually keeping a lot of their players. I was really surprised to see who they've lost. And obviously Javon Hargrave really stinks. But other than that, I think for the most part, it's guys that can get by.
Yeah. The Darius Slay saga was weird.
Did that all happen within one day, right?
Exactly.
Yes, within like 12 hours.
That like you would think so they would bizarre. Just do the contract stuff before letting him go, unless he wants to see what's out there. But did he really only want like 8 hours to see what's out there before he's like, oh yeah, I'll take it?
But he was never actually released.
Oh, wasn't he?
No.
Oh. No. Okay. Yeah, that was just weird. He was going
so
to be
the
released.
Report
but then
was
they figured
he's going
out.
To be released.
Okay.
It didn't end up happening for whatever reason, and during the time that they didn't release him, they like got back to the table and figured it out.
And it's so funny that to see like his tweets about like, I'm back. It's like, what? You actually never left. I guess you're back. Really quick, speaking of Eagles, there's one more guy who's really out there who the Eagles want back. CJ Gardner-Johnson.
CJGJ.
Need him.
There was a report last night that the Broncos are one of the teams interested in him.
And that was the only team named.
That was the only team named. Now, there has been, because I dove in a little bit, there has been a lot of connection that the Eagles still want him back, but I wasn't able to find any other legitimate connection to a different team.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
If I go go a little tea leaf reading here. Sounds to me like the Broncos are the team pursuing him. They want other teams to come in to drive up the price on the Broncos. So they're saying the Broncos are one of the teams interested to kind of make it seem like there's more at play here. Now, I'm not saying that no other teams are interested in CJGJ, but it could be one of those things where the Broncos are the only team who's interested at the price that they want.
That could be the case. Also, when I saw that, I read it as a way for to try to get more money from the Eagles. Because I don't know his relationship that well at all with the. In fact, I don't know it at all. But I imagine he has a good relationship with the Eagles, especially that secondary. I imagine he would be open to going back there. So,
and if you're keeping Bradbury and Slay, I think that probably increases the chance of him wanting to stay.
Yeah, and obviously the connection here, Sean Payton. Sean Payton drafted him. Sean Payton really liked him. Sean Payton was not there when they traded him away last year. So. He has only good things to say about Sean, so that is something that I wouldn't be shocked. I think it would be a 1 year more so of a prove it deal. Not that he needs to prove it, but we are sitting here on Thursday.
You just don't value safeties.
Yeah, don't value safeties. But also Thursday's kind of like the big contracts are given out. I mean, we just saw Orlando Brown go last night for
less
less. So now you're kind of looking at that. I'm not sure what is he, 25 years old?
I think he just turned 26.
The 26 that he wants to sign up for a long-term deal
at 25.
A discount. I think he'd be signing up for a one-year deal to prove that he can do it. And hey, I mean, I'm sure he'd have a lot of success going back to the Eagles with that secondary, with that defense. But he could have a lot of success fitting in with this secondary too. I mean, he's going to be in a great position either of those secondaries.
Turn 25 in December.
That is crazy.
Spot Rec has him at 26, which I'm confused about.
I feel like
about.
He's been balling for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Yeah, this I want it so bad for the Broncos. And if I was CJ, I would be telling my agent we better get a deal before the weekend, because the weekend it feels like is when everything goes off a cliff. And I don't think I would accept anything less than a 3-year deal. Now maybe those two things don't correlate, but as a safety, every year you get older, they just keep telling you, oh well, yeah, and now you're 26. Right. You know, by the end of this deal, you'll be 29. Based on our numbers, the average peak of a safety is 27. Yeah.
They're like a running back.
Yeah. Right. They're going to do that to him. So I'm saying, like, I need some security right now.
So you're the Broncos. What do you? What's the most you would give him? This is a really bad question to ask you. $20 million.
Well, you start. You start. What's the most you would give?
So I'd be willing to give him a lot for this year.
Okay.
Because I'm more worried about the future of the cap than I think either of you. If you can make it work for 12 mil. Is that not enough?
No, I think you're probably in the ballpark now. The $15 million contracts aren't going out anymore.
Right.
And he in particular is just in a weird spot, because he was a slot corner and then said, like, nobody pays slot corners, so I want to move to safety. And then whatever happened with the Saints, and so he gets traded. Oh, no, it's definitely smart. But that is still what he's the best at. And he's also a really good safety, obviously, but he's a box safety.
Kareem Jackson do the same thing?
Similar, yeah, similar. And so it is, like, over the cap says that he was worth $5.6 million last year, which is surprisingly low for a guy who tied for the league lead in interceptions. But again, it's just that position isn't valuable. But you do see how, you know, maybe he is in a situation where it's like, oh, if I want a multi-year deal, maybe it's less than $10 million a year. That sounds crazy to say, but that could be that could be possible. In a 1-year, $12 million deal.
3 for 27?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, then now definitely I would do a multi-year deal. You're paying Justin Simmons $15.25.
I know.
If you get someone who's... You know, maybe not just good in different
ways.
Didn't
he lead the league in picks?
Yes, tied.
So with Simmons?
Justin Simmons.
I think maybe with Simmons, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, but again, like, interceptions may be kind of it's a small sample size stat.
Sure.
You get lucky on a couple, and then all of a sudden you're way up there in the rankings. You see why, though, he is still here, and why... Like, it sounds crazy. Like, I still don't think that you could get him for less than $10 million a year, because that sounds crazy. But every single day that he's out there, it keeps pointing more and more to him being available for this price. And the fact that the Broncos were tied to him again last night is awesome.
If you're CJ, do you want 1 for 12, all guaranteed, obviously, or 3 for 27?
1 for 12
with 18 guaranteed.
1 for 12.
I think one
you
for
bet
12
on yourself that you're going to be able to get more than $4 million a year after.
Exactly.
Why wouldn't he? But what I would be probably telling him as his agent, and I might get fired for this, is you just had the best year of your career.
Yeah.
If the market isn't there now,
yep,
what's going to make it there next year?
Yeah, that's when I say, you messed up. I'm firing you.
Yeah,
signing a 1-year deal this year. Then
okay, I'm not saying that
year
as his agent.
Right.
I'm saying as
yeah,
his
fair
dad.
I mean, that's fair. Yeah. It's a fair question.
I mean, 3 for 27, that's 9 per year. So if you get 1 for 12, they need... I should have done the math in my head before. Sorry. You need 15 more over the next 2 years.
Yeah.
So that's a two-year $15 million after. So maybe 3 years, 27 is... I mean, you get $27 million.
Where would that put him in terms of safety rankings?
Maybe you just do 3 for 30 and give him 20 guaranteed.
I don't like it. I don't
think it seems too good for a team.
I know. I mean, I know. We might just get blown away and someone finally decides to pay $15 million a year.
Yeah.
I just think every second that this goes on, the price goes down.
Well, there's no doubt about that. And that's why I think maybe that's when a 1-year prove it deal comes into play.
And I almost wonder if the Broncos essentially were out. That's when he unfollowed mm-hmm. them on Instagram. And the longer this has gone on, the Broncos are like, oh shit, okay, well, right, no one else is taking them, we're back in.
Yeah, and it's smart. Yeah. And that's the gamble you take in free agency. And that's why you sign the guys that you really can't miss out on day one, the two starting offensive linemen. And then you maybe mm-hmm. get some deals later. Were you able to find that out?
Yeah, so 9 per year would make him the 17th highest paid safety, but would make him the 3rd highest paid strong safety. Mm. So again, that's the disconnect there, is that Justin Simmons gets all the money because he's a free safety. Like, that guy does a whole bunch of things. Like, he's the quarterback from the back end. He covers a whole lot of ground. I don't know. We may have been really overvaluing him.
Okay, and maybe, and if that's the case, that's great news, that mm-hmm. maybe they could get him for $9 million. And
that'd be incredible.
Clearly, maybe there's also a big disconnect between what he and his agent want and what teams value him as. He says, no, I'm a safety. I want to be paid 15 a year. And teams are saying, oh, you're a strong safety.
Yeah.
You should be getting 9 a year.
Just be happy you're not a slot corner.
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Otherwise, you're getting half that.
Okay, so have we given any grades out this? Yeah, we gave out Zach Allen. Let's go to Alex Singleton. Mm-hmm. Re-signing Singleton. What do we think of this?
B.
B plus. They got a damn good player. Yeah. And they gave him very good money. I think we all agree when we're going through the numbers. Actually, maybe not Hank, but Ryan and I, when we were talking about it a week ago, thought they overpaid a little bit.
Yep.
Thought his number was about 5, gave him 6. But to not have to worry about inside linebacker this year, and you get some flexibility with Josie's contract up after this year, but you know you're getting Alex Singleton mm-hmm. back, just a damn good football player. Good deal.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm Team Alex, so it's an A for him.
Exactly.
A-plus for him, maybe, that fires me up.
It's an A-plus for the pod.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, everything you said, great player.
Yep.
Just going to absolutely vacuum up tackles for you in the middle. And mm-hmm. he's kind of a set it and forget it guy. You put him out there, you know he's going to produce.
Yeah, he'll just go get you a ridiculous number of tackles. Like,
200,
that is valuable. Maybe 200.
Quest for 200.
Yeah, and, you know, it is more money than we expected. I think it's more money than anybody really expected.
Definitely.
But... You're
Alex.
I'm willing. exactly. But I'm willing to pay a premium for something I know works. You know, if you have a top 10 run defense, you can just kind of run it back with those linebackers who are leading the charge there. Why not do it? Like, I think it makes a lot of sense, especially because I think in some categories he's kind of due for some positive regression. You know, you do expect a couple more tackles for loss. You do expect him to force a couple turnovers. And as soon as he adds one or two or three splash plays, then you're talking about somebody who might be underpaid. And so I do think, I don't know, you go out there and you give $17 million to a linebacker, he's not going to overperform that contract. You're just hoping he lives up to it. You give somebody $6 million as a linebacker, there's a real chance he's going to be able to overperform.
And you guys both dished out Bs for him? So B is in a B plus. And now 11 minutes until the tournament starts,
wow,
which means you have 11 minutes to get in and place your bets for the first couple of games of the tournament, and you're going to do that over at DraftKings Sportsbook. Use that code DNVR when you sign up to get $200 in bonus bets. We've all placed our bets. I wish I was placing mine with bonus bets this morning. Mm. Even better to win with bonus bets over at DraftKings Sportsbook. Use that promo code DNVR. But don't worry, if you don't get in the next 10 minutes, you still can live bet. I think that's where I'm going to try to cash in, is live betting. You can do the underdog. You can just bet on the futures of a team to win it all, to make the Elite Eight, to make the Final Four. I really like playing with those, too. I like seeing the Elite Eight Sweet 16 odds,
yep,
buying some Gonzaga, maybe.
Yep. Mm.
Did I say
Gonzaga?
Right? Gonzaga.
Yeah, Gonzaga.
Gonzaga.
It just don't try weird. So hard.
Gonzaga. Yeah, so that one's wrong. Gonzaga. But check out either way. No matter how you say it, use that code DNVR, DraftKings Sportsbook. Get $200 in bonus bets. And minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
And head on over to FOCO to celebrate all of the great things about the Denver Broncos. You can get bobbleheads that commemorate Super Bowl wins, or you can get signs that say Broncos fan only parking. I do like that kind of thing.
You
I
love
don't,
that sign.
I know, it is a good one. The thing is, I don't park somewhere in front of a sign. I park in a parking lot.
You
like,
should
I can't
put
just
it there.
There's a tree there. I could just like hang it on the tree
and see
say,
if
like,
people
okay,
obey.
This is, that is true.
Or there's probably a lot of Broncos fans.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Be like, this is for me.
Yeah. And so, I mean, you can get that sort of stuff. There's Christmas ornaments. There's socks. There's a bunch of different socks, actually. A bunch of different slippers. A bunch of different sandals. A bunch of different bathing suits. Just all sorts of things. The amount of Broncos gear that is on that website is honestly unbelievable. They've got other teams, too. Whether you're like a Nuggets fan or like even a Yankees fan, if you don't support the Colorado Rockies, which... it's sad, but they deserve it. If you use the code DMVR, you can get 10% off at FOCO.com. There's a link in the YouTube description, link in the pod description, and there's also a little code up there on the screen so you can see it for yourself. So get on over to FOCO, a Colorado company, and buy yourself a bunch of gear.
As always, we are running long on these, so let's hand out some quick grades. Something you probably hope your teacher didn't do, just like, I don't really have time for you, I'm just going to quickly grade you. We're going to do that now. Chris Manhurts, 2 years, $6 million. Blocking tight end, big boy.
C+.
Ah, C+.
I'll go B. I had actually forgotten to write that grade down. I had actually forgotten about him a little bit. But yeah, I mean.
Kind of lends itself to my grade.
Exactly. But what does it for me, what gets him up to a B, is just the fact that he started 33 games over the last three seasons. Like, that's crazy. And especially, like, it's a pretty even amount throughout all of them. Last year with the Jags, you have Evan Ingram. That's a really good tight end. And you're still getting that many starts from Manhurts. He's really good at what he does. Like, really, really good at what he does. Because you have to be to only have 200 receiving yards and be starting that many games. So I think for $3 million, that's negligible. You got a good player, B.
Man, okay, I'll meet you guys right in the middle. I was kind of at a C+. You convinced me to go a little higher, so I'm going to go B- here for Chris. I just think, I actually disagree with you. That money, $3 million, is a lot to be a one-trick pony. But if he's great at it, which a lot of things you think he does, and then a lot of other things say that as well, I'll go B- here. Okay, Samaje Perine. What do we think of this? 2 years, $7.5 million with an additional $1 million he can make.
More like Samaje Perine.
Oh.
It's a B for me.
It's a B. It's a C+ for me. I'm still in wait and see mode. If they go out and pair him with someone who seems like they both can play, and Samaje is more of a compliment, the do it all, but a compliment guy, then this could rise to a B easily for me. But for right now, I'm not in love with it being him being the guy with Javonte out. C+.
I've got C+ also.
Samaje Perine?
Could you do it with every letter? Samaje
Perine. Not Perine. That's a bad sign. But, I mean, you probably gave about market value to a guy who, like you said, he's a good rotational piece. He doesn't solve your problem. Maybe I'm writing the film room on him tomorrow. I might come back on Monday and be like oh, him, wow, dude. He's sick. But, you know, I think you paid him what he's worth. I think there were a bunch of running backs out there, so it's not like it was that tough to fill the need. C+.
I do think it's a... I was trying to figure out what it meant about Javonte, and I think the true answer is it meant they're not sure.
It meant right. they still
so they
need
just
more
wanted
running
to
backs.
Go halfway.
Right. Yeah. And that's yeah. exactly what they did pretty much.
So far.
And now we have Jarrett Stidham. Big J. Jarrett Stidham, is that what you're going with? A Ritt Stidham?
C plus.
C. Wow. Jeez, you were so positive about the move on Tuesday, on Monday.
C pluses are good, at least in my world.
That's average. That's a straight average. That's where I see it.
Where are you going?
I also have a C plus here.
I can't again. Like. I guess I'm supposed to. I'm supposed to grade on a backup quarterback curve here.
Sure. Yeah.
So if I'm doing that, then I guess I would change my grade. But I'm kind of just grading on like everyone is being treated equally.
Yeah, that's fair. That's yeah. fair.
Okay.
So you're sticking with C plus.
Yep.
Henry, you're going C plus yeah. as well.
I was at the barber yesterday. We were watching. It was first of all there was some Michael Jordan highlights. But there was
yeah,
also the
seriously.
The NFL like NFL 2022 best plays. It's like an hour long video. There was a Jarrett Stidham play in there where he rolls out. He like takes he's just staying there waiting for Devontae to come free. Hits him deep with a guy right in his face. Just wears the hit, 40-yard touchdown. I was like, oh wow, that guy has something. It might not be being a starting quarterback, but yeah, it's a C plus. Yeah. I don't think they needed to invest that much in a guy like him, but. If they think so, why not? It'll be fun if we see him.
Here's my take. If Jarrett Stidham and Brock Purdy traded places, same result.
Ooh.
If okay. that's the case, then yeah, this is an A signing.
That's more about Kyle Shanahan
sure.
than it is about anything
sure.
else. It's
yeah.
just like, give me the arm talent and some smarts, yep. and I'll get it done.
If the money was cut in half, I'd say this is an A.
Okay, and that's a big issue I have with it yep. is because I think they could have got a much more experienced person, someone you would have mm-hmm. felt a lot more comfortable with stepping in this year.
But
and
less
because,
excited about.
Yeah, less excited yep. about, less upside. But the way that the Broncos are building this is maybe they're not all in on this season, but they're much more in than I was expecting them to be with the signings and the money they're giving out. So I thought they'd want someone
yeah.
who they're more comfortable with stepping in if they need a guy for two games this year. So I don't love this move. I'm just a little confused at how it fits with everything else. So I'm just going to go a plain C here. And honestly, what's keeping it from being a D is you got to trust Sean Payton, right?
Yep.
And he knows quarterbacks, so he's trusting Stidham's physical talent, which is certainly there. All right, we just hand out our report cards.
There it is.
Burton.
Pretty good. A plus.
A plus.
A.
Wow.
No.
I know, I'm mean on this one. $1 million for a real fullback, that's a good sign.
What's his first name?
Michael.
Michael Burton, that's
right. Or Mike. Everywhere calls him Michael, except his Instagram, Mike.
Mike Burton.
I think
sick.
Mike. If you go by that on Instagram, then
I'm going Mikey B.
I'm calling
Mikey
him
B.
Not.
Would you say that to his face?
Yeah.
Do you think he drives like a 1999 Ford pickup?
Yeah,
it is
like
a Ford
Jano
pickup.
Did?
Probably.
It, Mike with a K. The K is such a strong letter, such a harsh letter.
Yeah.
Mike Burton, much better fullback name than Michael Burton, in my opinion.
Mm.
Big Mike Nutt is Burton.
Yeah.
What?
I didn't want to give back-to-back free Ford and
it's true. Advertisements. Yeah, we did. He doesn't know the Mike Naughton.
He doesn't.
Commercial.
You don't know
who's Mike
Naughton?
No.
It's wild, bro.
There's a car dealership in, I don't know if it's still around,
okay, it's local.
In our childhood, yeah, local, they had a little slogan.
All right, some super chats?
We don't have any.
We got a couple of comments on the website
Let's
we can hit
it.
Really quick. The chat says, how is the sausage being made with this free agency? Is George Payton targeting and paying these folks, or is Sean Payton got these guys? How much direction is Penner and company giving here? With so many new faces, who is making what decisions?
Take a wild guess.
Sean yeah. Payton. yeah, it's Sean Payton, and there's many things that we could point to that we probably will in future pods. But then also when it comes to the Walton Penners, they said, open checkbook. Here
yeah.
you go.
Yeah.
Spend whatever you want.
And I think Sean Payton told them when they met, like, I'm not a cheap date.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We're going to spend if I'm coming here.
And when Sean kept pointing to ownership being a big thing, this is what he was talking about. Someone who's going
yeah.
to say,
sugar
not
daddy.
Just you can spend money. Yeah, sugar daddy. Not just you can spend money on my credit card, but I've got the cash right here.
Yeah.
So it makes it easier to sign players.
Yep. Yeah. Well, and then, I mean, I'm sure it's not like the ownership is like, I guess... Hey, if that's what we got to do to get Sean Payton, then I guess we do it. No, they're saying, Yeah, we don't want to win five games next year. Yeah, right. You know who to spend money on. Go spend that money. We want to make a playoff push.
We just spent $400,000 to make our field kind of better for the last meaningless game.
Yep.
And again, we're willing to spend.
In terms of like
for one game,
they're talking about everything though. Like they're saying like, what should we do? What should we do? They're the generals in the war room, like moving the little pawns around. Probably Sean Payton, the one who's like, okay, we're going this way. But it is a group effort. I really do believe that.
We know who's pulling the strings.
Okay.
Nash Bronco says, as much crap as we give Hank, deservedly so. That was Nash Bronco. He gets a shout out for producing some excellent content lately. Yep. If you aren't a diehard, his work alone is worth the subscription.
Wow. Mm.
Absolutely.
Yep.
High praise.
Very high.
Very high praise.
Also, again, you're sitting around watching basketball.
Yes.
Probably not dialed in on every single game where you can't take your eyes off the screen. Have basketball in the background. Read the film room.
Plus, there's a commercial every 4 minutes.
That's very true.
That is true.
And last comment coming in from AZ Bronco says, fellas, the offseason podcast has been awesome and loving your coverage you guys have been doing. What a wild ride free agency has been so far. I feel like we still have some more room, though. According to Over the Cap, Denver still has around $9.3 million in the bank. But if we trade Cortland, which it sounds more and more like most of us are okay with at this point, and cut Purcell, we all of a sudden have closer to $19.6 million in space. Plenty of ammo to go load up more. Right? Also, I think a sneaky good signing would be Rocky Sin. Yes, obviously a bad back injury last year, but dude was killing it before that. Maybe give him a prove-it deal? Plus, the dude has a pretty sick name and will look awesome on the back of a Denver jersey. What a perfect comment for us to finish off on, because this rolls us in to tomorrow, where we're going to look at how much cap space the Broncos have with all these contracts becoming finalized, how much they have next year, what they need to do to help next year that moving forward, and then who else they can sign. So, I mean, if you guys want to give any little things today, but we're really going to dive into this tomorrow.
First of all, Mike Purcell, again, go watch the Ben Powers film room and come back and say you want to save $3.5 million by moving off from him. That's all I'm going to say. That's a good football player. Especially when you don't have excess defensive linemen right now. You'd have to go out
and
replace
them. Deshaun Williams anymore.
Exactly. So yeah. I would push back on that. But yeah, I mean, Cameron Gardner-Johnson, that's the guy we're all looking at. I do think just because you can always push money to next year.
I don't think his name is Cameron.
No, it's
Chauncey.
Yeah. Gardner. Who's Cameron Gardner? Damn it. He's sick too. But just because of the way the contracts are structured, I don't think they're going to try to like push money to next year. That is still an option, though. So if they wanted to, they could totally fit whoever they wanted. Especially, I mean, if they give them a 3-year deal, that's probably a $4 million cap hit. Right. You just need to free up another $5 million and then vet mins the rest of the way. I think everybody would be happy with that.
It's true. Star power.
Sign me up.
Sign me up for March Madness, baby.
Let's go. We're already off and running.
We are off and running.
So if you want to come hang out at the bar, we'll be downstairs.
Let's do it.
We will be.
All right. That's going to wrap it up for us today on the DNVR Broncos podcast. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you tomorrow. Same time.
How long's it been since you and I rolled out the truck and took a country drive? Flying cotton would stick to your lips. Now I know those lips ain't mine. They haven't been in a long, long time. I'd like to patch it up. I wanna change your mind. Take you back one last time down the cottonwood.